Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
And we are back. Last segment, Davin's Den. Pippa's enjoying the music tonight.
Yeah, it's good.
We have chosen well for you.
You have chosen well, Grasshopper.
I'm glad to have done that for you.
Thank you.
There's so little I do for you.
Thank you for this little bit.
Yes. All right. Let's do. We have a brand new contestant. So let's do a brand new scamming scammers.
Yay! You ready in Mission Control?
Whoa, whoa. Always and forever.
All right, so let's go back in time to July 22nd of 2022.
Not that far. No.
And she goes by the name of Gray Kimberly.
Gray Kimberly?
They always put their last name first.
Interesting.
And a lot of times it's two first names. But here we go. It's Gray Kimberly.
Okay.
I don't know if Joe can say.
Probably not.
All right, she says, "Hi, Davin." I say, "Hello. How are you doing today?" It's so weird to get, like, random messages from people.
Yeah. Like, why?
Yeah, exactly. I go, "Well, how are you?"
Out of nowhere.
What?
"Hi, and how are you?" Yeah, when they come out of nowhere, "Hi, and how are you?" "I don't know you."
"I don't know you."
Yeah, but if I play my cards right, we'll get to know her, or him, as the case may be. I go, "Well, how are you?" She goes, I am. All right. All right.
Wow.
So let's take a look here. We do not have two first names, and we have "I'm" instead of "am."
So
maybe this is a real person who just wants to say hello.
Can use contractions. Nice.
That's a big thing. She goes, "I'm doing fine, and thanks for asking. I hope you don't mind getting to know each other."
All English.
I go, "Sure. What could possibly go wrong?"
Famous last words.
I'm feeling a little silly.
Yeah.
She goes, I don't understand. Nothing is going wrong. Okay, here's our first clue.
Okay.
She goes, "I thought we can get to know each other if you don't mind."
Okay.
Why would I mind?
Well, I'm already wondering what kind of dumb bunny we're dealing with, yes. But okay.
I go, "It's a phrase. Sure, let's get to know each other." She goes, "Okay, I hope am safe talking to you."
Oh.
Ah, you blew it.
So soon.
I don't know if this one's going to be real, kids. And it's on this segment. But.
Yeah. I'm feeling bad about this now.
"Okay, I hope am safe talking to you." And I'm glad to see this so early. It's like, okay, good.
Yes.
I go, "Why wouldn't you be safe?" She goes, "I wouldn't want your woman to come kick my ass, LOL."
Okay.
I go, "LOL, have you gotten your ass kicked by women before?"
And can we see you videotape?
World star! She goes, "Nope, I am just a disciple lady here. I love to be real and straight." Okay, I don't know what a disciple lady, unless you're a disciple of Satan.
I'm not sure.
And you're probably not real, nor straight.
No.
I think we have a series of lies.
Already?
Yes.
"You're not real."
I go, "I hear that all the time from women, and they turn out to be fake and crooked." Again, here's your chance, person.
Yeah.
Scram.
Yeah.
Scram.
Nope.
She goes, "I understand what you saying." That's another thing. They don't say "you're." They say "you" a lot.
Yeah.
"I understand what you say, but life is full of up and down. We just need to be careful." I go, "Agreed. Time will tell if you are up or down." And I give her a winky. I think she's going to be down, kids.
Down.
Face down, ass up. That's how I envision this.
Are you talking about you?
I'm talking about kitty style. Anyway, so she goes, I love cats. Anyway, so she goes, "So tell me. So she goes, "Speak, stupid."
That's what she said.
She goes, "So tell me, are you still single and have kids?" I go, "I am single. I'm taking care of two foster children here and sending money to Zimbabwe for a child to be taken care of." No children of my own, though. Are you single? Do you have children? All right, I'm bringing kids into the mix.
Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Why?
No, it's a good, different tactic.
Yeah, I haven't done this before.
No.
She goes, and I'm thinking, well, maybe if I'm sending money to Africa, I guess they he's already sending money to Africa. Why not some more? Or maybe he's a good person and I won't scam him.
Maybe I won't take money out of the mouths of these two foster kids of his.
And the one in Zimbabwe.
And the one in Zimbabwe that he's supporting.
Yeah, I'm sure this is a good person on the other end.
Yeah, I'm sure that they will consider that.
Yes. She goes, oh, that's cool to hear. And I love to see humans that help the kids out there. You are indeed a good man. I most certainly am. You might say a superhero. She goes, well, am. All right, this is definitely African.
Mm-hmm.
Well, am still single with one child, but stay with my mom. Where are you from? I go, I do what I can. I go, how old is your child? And I tell her New York City. She goes, okay, she is 4 years old. I'm from Temple, Texas. Temple, Texas. I go, is her father still in her life still? Is her father in her life still? She goes, nope, I've been taking good care of my child all alone.
Okay.
Well, except you're staying with your mom, so are you though?
Yeah, really?
I go, what happened to her father? Please don't let it be a car accident. Please don't let him get caught cheating. Because that happens so often. They walk in, and there's this horrible, this woman that I'm talking to, and she walks in, and she finds her man cheating with her friend. It happens all the time. It's like car wrecks and parents dying.
Is that what happens all the time?
It does happen all the time.
Oh, God.
I hope it doesn't happen here. Fingers crossed.
Uh-oh.
I go, what happened to her father? She goes, I don't want to go deeper on that, please. I'm happy that I'm taking good care of her myself. He's a punk, Joe! A punk!
He's a punk.
A punk!
His what is a punk?
His cock.
He's a punk. Light it on fire.
I go, okay. Fair enough. Maybe a conversation for another time when we know each other better. She goes, oh, okay, Davin. Lowercase d. She goes, I hope you don't mind. I text you so we can get along with each other. I go, I'm cool with it. She goes, okay, so can you send me your number? No, I cannot. No.
We've seen how that works.
You will absolutely not get any phone numbers. Thank you, no.
You're wondering how things are going to work when you're empty nesters? Keep giving out your phone number.
I go, I'm in between phone numbers right now. I use Gmail video chat if it's important.
That's an interesting take. Okay.
Yeah, well, because I'm not giving them my number.
No.
Because they could sell it and spam.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, no. It's
terrible.
Not, no. She goes, okay, thought I could get through you when I need someone to talk to out here. All right, you know what? I'm not Freud. Relax.
Yeah, really.
The couch is closed.
Yeah, it's like we just started talking. Now all of a sudden you're going to call me with your problems?
I already got real people that call me with their shit. I don't need fake people.
Yeah, that would just be an instant turnoff. I'm like, I'm already out.
Yeah. I'm sorry. My halfie's now no longer half. She just
killed my lady.
It's noodly.
Yeah.
I go, how old are you? She goes, I'm 35. And you? I go, we can video chat if you need to talk with me. More personal that way. And I tell her I'm 40. She goes, okay, Davin. She keeps on using my name to build familiarity.
Yeah.
And that way she can keep track of who she's talking to.
Right.
I go, do you prefer to be called Kim or Kimberly? She goes, Kim is cool. I go, excellent. What do you do for a living, Kim? She goes, I'm into advertising and marketing. And you?
Mm-hmm. All right.
I go, love it. I'm a professional entertainer. She goes, oh, that's cool to hear. I bet you'll be seeing a lot of ladies out there. Why are you still single? And what do you think I say to that?
I don't really know.
Joe, why am I still single?
I don't know. There's got to be some fakakta reason that you don't want to, that you're practicing voodoo or something, or witchcraft, not witchcraft. But you're probably a ghost hunter again.
She goes, why are you still single? I go, because my dick is too long.
No, you didn't say that.
I most certainly did.
Oh, my God.
What? It only works if I bring a little bit of my reality into this. What?
Oh, nothing.
I need to keep some facts straight. They're my home base. My touchstone, if you will.
Wow.
What?
No, I'm just wondering how she's going to react to this.
Who am I?
Yeah.
Well, Joe did say fakakta.
Yeah.
She goes, ha 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 ha. Fuck. Fuck. It's not what we were going for.
No.
I go, you don't believe me? She goes, LOL, son. I go, such a pity.
At least she wasn't like, ooh, Masher.
Even nobody, even fake David can't pull that off.
No.
So disappointing. So later on, she goes, hey, how is your day still going? I go, okay, how's your day going? She goes, it's okay, it's going fine, and thanks for asking. I go, I'm glad. Fun plans for the weekend? She goes, don't know yet. What about you? I go, busy weekend, work tonight, running around, doing stuff for the kids, playing ball, and then having some friends over. She goes, okay, make sure you have fun for two. I go, for two? Who's the second? She goes, me, of course. Ha, ha, ha.
And how are you going to have fun for two?
Well, that took us so long, it's certainly enough for two.
Reached all the way to Texas.
Yes. Well, it's traveled oceans before, as we know.
And she's looking for Texas-sized dick.
Yes. Well, we all are. I go, oh, LOL, you won't be having fun this week. I go, you won't be having fun this weekend? Then the next day, July 23rd, she goes, hey, Davin, sure I will. I go, good, have fun for two. And I give her a wink emoji. Then we go to the 24th. She goes, happy Sunday. She goes, I hope you're doing fine. I go, hi, Kim, I am well. How are you? She goes, I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. What are you up to today? I go, I have some friends coming over, so I will feed them, let them drink, and swim in my pool. What are you doing today? She goes, I'm trying to be a generous guy here.
Yeah.
Right.
She goes, wow, that's cool to hear. I wish I'm there with you and your friends. Nothing much. My friends want to come around and maybe go to the lake. I go, fly over. I have an extra bedroom with your name on it. And then I say, that sounds like fun. And you know what? We can share a bed.
Yeah, hot bedding.
Hot bedding, which I did not know about at the time of this writing.
No.
But I might have to work that in. That might have to be an extra side job of Davin's. Fake Davin's.
Oh, yes.
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 I like that.
I share my bed with people.
Well, we can only hope a scammer finds me. She laughs. I go, she goes, sure, I don't want to be bored all alone at home. I go, ah, you write me when you were bored, LOL. She goes, nope, that's not what I'm talking about, okay? Do you like me or what? Wow.
God almighty.
Yeah, really? That's a little aggressive.
No, note to Joe in 2026, title of clip.
God almighty.
note to Joe when he's in the phone, when he's in the car with the cat. Anyway.
You're killing him.
Don't worry, that won't make sense in 4 years. No. I promise you,
nope.
That won't make sense in 4 years.
Nope.
Joe's got nothing to say. I go, I don't know. I don't know you. So far, you seem nice. She goes, but do you love to know me? Are you ready to know me?
Do you love to know me? Calm down.
This would be a little scary.
Yeah.
Like in real life.
In real life?
Yeah.
Somebody pushing that hard?
Whew. I go, are you a psycho or cool? She goes, I'm cool. Can I see your pic if you don't mind? And then I send her, oops, what the hell is
that? Wait a second, though. How would a psycho answer that?
Well, whatever she says is going to be a psycho thing.
Yeah, they're not going to say, oh, I'm a psycho.
Well, maybe a true psycho would.
No, I don't think so.
So I send her a poster of a show I'll be doing. Then she laughs, what's this? I go, me. And then she sends me this picture. Cute, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. This poor girl's missing her picture. I'm sure that's not who I'm talking to.
No, you're not talking to that girl.
You know, I've always been tempted, and I've never done it yet. Like when they send...
look up?
No. I've done that. So like when they send the picture, go, ugh.
No, you don't try the neg.
Why?
It doesn't really
the
work.
The neg. Wow. Thank you, mystery. that's a deep cut from a long time ago. What was that? The pickup artist?
Yeah.
Don't try. Maybe I will try the nag.
But it doesn't actually work.
Sure it does.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh God.
No. Sure it does. Like if you were grading a set as a comic and another comic like asked you like of the opposite persuasion asked you for a grade and you gave them a bad grade. It's theoretical that they might want to win your approval and keep coming around to show you that they're worthy of a better grade. The neg can work.
You're killing him.
That camouflage shirt Joe's wearing isn't going to hide him. So the neg can work, dear.
I am... Okay, sorry. I am corrected.
Would you like Joe to critique your set? Either one will be fine. He'll be happy to issue grades.
Which set are we talking about?
I said either one. she goes, send me something like that to see. You clearly please. I go, what do you mean? What's wrong with the one I sent? She goes, can't figure out your face. Now, this is my face. You can see my face.
Can't figure out your face? What does that mean?
Shut up, you. I didn't even have to look at him. I just had to tell him.
I know.
Yeah, because why even bother? You know, I know what I'm going to
do. Listen, you just stay in the barrel. We'll get back to you, all right? I go, LOL, does it matter if I am grotesque? And then I sent her this picture, Pip.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. She goes, nice. I go, not hideous? Uh-oh, my picture chased you away. And then she must have, like, disappeared. I go, oh, she goes, it looks nice. Tell me what kind of woman do you like?
Oh.
One with bad English.
That really turns me on. No grammar.
I go, well, tell me what type of woman you really are. Don't give me saying profile crap. Give me the real. Like, I don't want cut and paste.
Yeah.
And that's what you said to her. She said to you.
She wants to know what type of woman I want, and I tell her, well, what type of woman are you? You know, I want what she really is. I don't want cut and paste profile, because we've all seen that from the dating sites that they send to us.
Yeah.
I need this to be elevated.
I like long walks on the beach.
Oh, short penis.
Yeah.
I like nautical themes though for my light switches. That's what I like. And comforters that take 4 stores to find. That's what I'm looking for.
That's a big turn on.
Do you like to look for something for hours on end and then double back to the original place? Do you like to take long walks in the mall?
What? Like that's wrong?
Do you like to walk down long, endless aisles of tchotchke stores looking for just the right tchotchke?
Yes.
I do.
You guys might be a match.
Joe?
Yeah, listen, kids. Yeah, I like bringing people together.
Match, make me a match.
Find me a find. Catch me a catch. Joe, why aren't you singing?
I was singing. My mom had that album. I know that album was front to back.
So sing it for me. That's what you should be doing. A little respect. We get no respect. No respect. Oh, we helped you with Mr. Helix. We kind of nudged you in that direction.
We were already on that direction, but I mean, you were there for the
nation building?
No, not nation building, but our nascent relationship.
We were there in the beginning.
Yeah, very beginning.
Yeah. No escape. Anyway, she goes, I am a woman with passion, and I am a sense of humor person.
A sense of humor person.
Why can't you be a sense of humor person?
I try.
And what do you
do?
I'm a sense of humor person. I give my sense of humor to strangers.
That's a really weird way to put it.
That's what I like about her.
I know.
Yeah, not cutting and pasting that crap.
No.
She goes, I am for real with you, and I wouldn't be hiding anything from you, except everything.
Everything.
See, if you were really serious with me, I will dedicate my time for that man. I go, okay, so why are you wanting something with a stranger on Instagram who you did not know what they look like until 5 minutes ago?
Yeah, really.
I'm kind of being a douche.
Yeah, well, no, you're just really being hard on her. But, you know, not just accepting what she's saying, which is good.
So how long is this going to go, kids? I always ask.
Wow. I don't know.
You never know. It's a guess, stupid.
Yeah, I know. I would say at least 2 months.
2 months? All right, that's fair.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Pip because still there's enough room for negotiation in here.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Negotiate. Like a wedding gift. There's always, as long as the envelope is open, there's always room to negotiate. They're walking down the aisle. Joe's like, well, I'll just keep this envelope tight to my chest for now.
I'm kind of liking Joe's theory.
20.
It's negotiation. What the real negotiation is, I'm going to give you 100 now, and if it lasts a full year, I'll give you the other 100.
Wow, imagine if you said that.
It's an incentive plan.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, now we got to stick together because we got to get the other half of all of our wedding gifts.
Sure, which we'll divide equally when we split apart.
Right.
She goes, I don't rush myself. I take my time to study someone. If you're cool with me, fine. We are cool with each other. I go, I like that. But you are pretty and young. Seems like an odd place to meet someone.
Yeah.
She goes, thanks for the compliment. This is a social media where you can make friends.
Is it, though?
Is it? This is social media where you promote gigs and put up stuff to make you feel like crap.
I mean, I've met friends online.
Really?
Yeah, for real.
On social media?
Yeah. On, like, Facebook and stuff. Sure.
Like people you didn't know?
Yeah.
So wrong with you. So mentally damaged. such need for love.
Well, yeah, but I mean, no, I just met, like, friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
You're using it wrong.
What do you mean?
Facebook's not for that.
Why not?
Put up something about Trump.
No, well, that's why, I mean, but if you have, there's groups, and when you meet people,
in the groups.
And you find out, like, you talk.
I got you. I got you.
The same sense of humor over years.
Listen, you win when fans have to stick together.
No, I also met people through, it's just too much of a really niche thing. But I met a couple of friends from this one group that were, they were called Snacktivists. That's too hard to explain.
No, I don't think it is.
Yeah, no, it is.
I go, fair enough. I guess I am more introvert in meeting new people. And then on the 25th, I go, good morning, Kim. How are you today? And then she goes, I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking after me. You caring, and I love that, and I hope you are good out there. Are you there? I go, I am. I go, I'm glad you are well. What did you do today? She goes, I'm glad to hear from you. She goes, I've been busy all day. Had to attend to some meetings. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I go, that's sweet. Thanks. Hope the meetings went well. She goes, yeah, it went well, and thanks for your concern. What about you? I go, just did some work, nothing major. Now I'm hanging by the pool and chatting with you. She goes, are you sure it's only me you've been chatting with? What about your lovers on here? Big smiley face. I get that from time to time.
That they are jealous about who else you're talking to?
That they think I might be talking to others. Huh. And I am.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe that's why you're getting that.
But so are they.
Right.
I think it's that they are and they're wondering if
it's
I am.
Classic projection.
Yes. Or I might be talking to my real wife. You never know.
Yeah, well, you're talking to another woman right now.
Sure. I go, oh, I talk to them late at night.
Oh.
I'm giving her the neg.
You are. You're making her insecure.
She goes, okay. Have fun out there. I laugh. I go, are you jealous, Kim? She goes, nope, you can take your time. I go, glad you're not jealous. Do you have lovers on here? She goes, I have toasters, but they ain't serious.
What?
I have toasters, but they ain't serious. What? Do I stutter when I read?
Like toaster ovens?
Joe, have you ever given a woman your toaster strudel?
Not in a while.
Do you have serious toasters, Joe?
No. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I have a toaster that's very intense. It won't let go of my ego.
That sounds like a problem.
I won't let go of my ego.
Put it in, wouldn't let it back.
Oh my. Well, give it to Kitty. She'll eat anything.
Not anything.
Well, that was a Mikey. Give it to Mikey. He likes it.
He likes it. Yeah. Hey, Mikey.
She goes, I have toasters, but they ain't serious. I go, toasters?
Thank you.
She goes, I need someone that is serious about his intentions, that is ready to be committed. I go, we just started talking, Kim. She goes, yeah, people stalking me. I go, oh, shit. She goes, I give them attitude. I go, what does your attitude look like?
Yeah.
She goes, I'm a lady.
Are you?
I know the kind of attitude I will give you, and you will know that this person didn't care about you. You will stop texting me. I go, just give me a sample. I won't stop. I know you're just showing me. I mean, unless you want me to stop. She goes, it's your choice if you want to stop, okay?
Oh, boy.
I go, I like chatting with you. She goes, I'm that type of lady. If my vibes didn't flow with you, I will stop talking to you. That's just me. I go, so if I don't hear from you for a few days, I will know the vibe is over. Ha, 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 ha. Do you really care?
That's her? Ha, ha, ha. Do you really care?
Yes.
Okay. That's
and I said,
weird.
I said, do you want me to care? Do you want me to care? Should I care?
I mean, that's a little weird. Ha, 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 ha. Do you think I care?
No, do you want me to care?
Do you want me to care?
Do you really care? She goes, it's left to you, handsome. I go, nope, it takes two, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're complimenting respect.
Oh.
wrong with you?
Oh, there's, we don't have enough time left.
We spent 11 years doing it. She goes, you can say that again. But to be honest, what do you really want from me? Your time. I'm going to be your time suck.
Yeah.
I go, you started chatting with me. All I want from you is honesty. Such a lonely word.
And
that reminds Joe of the time Dennis got them seats in the fifth row.
Oh, got it.
Hey, he got me first row. We have first row a couple of
times. All right, Joe.
First row.
But you're actually being truthful. You're saying what I really want from you is honesty.
Yes.
And that's the last thing you'll get from this person.
No. No. Damn you, woman. She goes, I'm honest with you, Davin. What will I gain to lie to you? Gift cards. Money.
Yeah. Western Union.
Teddy Grahams. No, that's not right. They don't...
Do they still do that?
No, money. They don't really do Western Union or MoneyGrams anymore.
No, I know.
It's all gift cards and Zelle occasionally now.
I realize.
And Cash App.
Oh, okay. I realized when I said Western Union, I'm like, not really.
Yeah. I got nothing. I'm just saying that is my only requirement. She goes, I know what you're saying, and I want you to trust me that I'm not here to play games. I go, trust is earned. It takes time, right? She goes, yeah, I know. I go, okay, then. So we can see where this goes. I'm in no rush. She goes, I'm not in a rush as well. I go, good. Well, I enjoy talking with you. She goes, thank you. You fun talking to, Davin. I go, thank you.
You fun talking to?
I am fun talking to.
But you fun talking to?
Yes, I am. You fun talking to. What's wrong with you?
No. What's wrong with her?
You know, here's the problem with Pip. No sympathy for people with head injuries.
No.
How many times do I have to stick up for Joe to you?
Joe's got a metal plate. He doesn't have a head injury.
Yeah, he found it at the gay porpoise.
He forgot to get the other switch hole in it, though.
He couldn't return it, so he stuck it in his head.
I can't think that you don't find that store fascinating. There's so much wonderful stuff in there.
Me?
You.
It's like bulk garbage day.
No, it's not. Oh, you've got no accounting for taste. I can't.
Clearly, I've been hanging out with you all these years. Don't note it.
I'm very intrigued about the gay dolphin.
You would like the gay dolphin.
I would probably.
You would have to dedicate another room to fill.
Let me tell you something, Pip. If the three of us were down there, we'd give them like $5 to buy ice cream. We'd be there for hours. Yes.
No.
One place.
No.
Place. Yes,
you would give me $5 for ice cream, and then you'd need to call an Uber. I would eat the ice cream and drive
home.
And
then leave.
Yes, that's what I would do. And I'd be going, num, 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 num.
I would still be going, do you think this one is better than the other one?
Oh.
And we'd have to compare.
Yep.
To the other side of the store.
Oh, sure.
That would be, are you done yet? No, shut up. We're mixing and matching.
No, did you see this? And it comes in blue and purple.
What color are your walls and your drapes?
I go, thank you. I go, that was a long way from you saying I have Instagram lovers, LOL. She goes, what else do you want me to say? You are handsome, and I know so. Many ladies will want you. Well, that's true. All right, so we're spitting truth.
Yeah.
Finally, she's starting to spit truth now. I respect it. I go, LOL, I could say the same about you.
You're handsome.
Yes, I could.
And many women will want you.
I could say that.
Yes.
She goes, LOL, I don't want a man so many ladies are surrounded with. I want it to be me alone surrounded with him. And then I give her like a laughing flame emoji. I go, surround me, baby.
I want to be me alone surrounding him.
Yeah, she wants to envelop me.
Oh.
I want to be enveloped. I don't want to be enveloped because then things might go missing as the wedding proceeds.
Yes.
Joe doesn't like the scam. He's taking out drachmas.
Yeah, you would no longer be full envelope.
No.
Is it drachma out of the envelope?
Just see Joe like, but we walked in with a huge manila envelope. By the time it's a small letter envelope,
it's just like giving side eye, and you see him pull a 20 out.
If I was Joe, I'd be afraid of getting caught.
So doing that,
yeah.
How funny would it be if somebody is being one of those roving photographers, and in the background they see Joe taking 20s out of his own envelope,
or worse yet, other people's envelopes?
Oh no!
Joe's like, I know these people; they wouldn't be pleased with this wedding either.
Yeah,
I'll take that money out.
Funny.
Let me help you out here.
Nobody deserves top full envelope for this.
No.
Hey, listen to me. If you're going to have a cocktail hour with not that's not free, that's a cash bar and little to no snacks, you know, yeah, a 20's coming out.
Joe's the reverse tooth fairy. He shows up and takes money from you. It's the canopy fairy. It's Curry the canopy fairy.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Are those pigs in a blanket from Costco? That's going to cost you 20.
They're so dry. No, 20 bucks.
No Dijon mustard? Just Aldi spicy brown? That's going to cost you another 20.
7 bucks for a Jack and Coke, and I got to throw the guy a $2? That's coming out.
Well, as it turns out, it is an open cash bar. You just didn't realize it.
Ay. I go, surround me, baby. She goes, are you sure you want me, Kim, to surround you? Are you sure you want me, Kim, to surround you?
Are you needing to reinforce your name for yourself?
That's good to write these things out.
Yeah.
I go, I'm sure I want to see if I want Kim to surround me. She goes, have told you. It's your choice to make if you want Kim to surround you with love and caring.
This is just sounding really strange.
It's like Native Americans all arguing over who's going to sleep in the teepee.
Well, it just sounds like, you know, are you an octopus? It's just really weird.
We're talking about her big pussy, dear.
Oh.
Maybe.
Maybe. I wasn't thinking that way.
I'm always thinking that. Yep, got a big pussy. That's going to cost you 20 bucks. Almost fell into that sucker.
Right, that's the envelope.
You can throw a hot dog down that hallway. That's the 20 bucks.
Joe would have, for the wedding couple, Joe would have one of those cash machines where you could walk in and take in the wind.
And you grab as you go.
But Joe would be the one in there. It wouldn't be the wedding couple. Joe would be just taking out his gift money.
Hilarious.
See this? This all could have been yours. But it wasn't Top Shelf alcohol, and I had to pay for it.
Take that back.
No Johnny Walker Blue? That's going to cost you!
It almost did. I went to a co-worker's wedding years ago, and I'm a Jack Daniels drinker. I go up to the bar, and I'm like, can I get a Jack Daniels? We don't have Jack Daniels. We have Evan Walker. And I'm like, who is this? Yeah, and it's like Jack Daniels' cousin that dabbled in this shit.
I'm Evan Walker. I'm the new whiskey in town.
Yeah.
I got so sick off of that, drinking that rot gut. Jesus Christ.
Really? I've never even heard of that.
What Joe did for that wedding was he took a picture of the money that they could have had and put that in the envelope.
Yeah.
This could have been yours, but the booze was lousy, and I had to pay for it.
Yeah, it's like that last
like
one.
At my wedding, I top shelf booze. We had there was two rolling bars, and I told the woman to put a fresh set of tires on both because they're going to need them. And the food was, we had it at a place called the Huntington Town. I mean, even though the marriage did eventually fail, I mean, you're having a wedding, they're your guests. You want them to have a good time. You really want to, you know, put out the best thing you can.
No reason for everybody to be miserable.
Yeah.
Let's see. She goes, I've told you, it's your choice to make it if you want Kim to surround you with love and caring. I go, my job involves women coming up to me and talking and picture taking. Can you handle that?
Which is something I've been introducing a little bit now.
Yeah, but you know what? That's a legitimate thing to ask.
Yeah.
She goes, in as much as you are just doing your job and nothing else apart from that, why not? If you allow me to trust you, sure I will. I go, fair enough. She goes, huh?
Doesn't understand colloquialisms. Not a red flag.
No. Yeah, good. Red flag.
Yeah.
Your expectations of me are fair, I say. She goes, you tell me. Are you a womanizer?
Oh, wow.
I go, if I was a womanizer, would I tell you?
Yeah. Really? Yeah, I'm a scumbag.
How'd you
yeah,
like to suck my dick? Yeah, there's a clue.
And can your sister come over?
Yeah.
You know.
The Vasiola twins.
The Vasiola twins.
She goes, well, that's true. You wouldn't tell me, cuz, COS, cuz. Not cause. Not because. Cause.
Cause.
You will like to hide it, but it's left for me to find out. Correct. Do I seem like a womanizer? She goes, you look like one.
You look like one.
All right, let's take off the glasses.
You're a womanizer? I'm looking at you right now, and I am not seeing Casanova. I'm seeing casserole.
You know, he does talk too much. It's a valid critique. Give himself a D on that. No, but the pictures I sent, I mean, now, you know, I'm in jet ski, but like the picture I sent, I sent the lean back and the picture. I don't think I look like a womanizer, though. I don't know what a womanizer looks like.
I don't know.
Is he like motorboating?
I don't know. It's such a strange thing. You look like one.
Yeah.
Like, you're not like wearing a smoking jacket and like kind of like leaning forward with an the bedroom eyes, you know. What does that mean? You look like a womanizer.
And then I told her to smell my finger.
Oh, God.
Do I smell like a womanizer to you?
Not today.
I had locks.
Jesus. Oh, God. I don't know what that means.
She goes, you look like one. So I ask her, how's a womanizer look? She goes, just my instinct tells me. Your instinct is way off, stupid, because you are still having these conversations with me. She goes, you have that looking, you are too handsome.
All right. Those were handsome pictures. Yeah, it's like.
Not the rundown version that you're getting tonight.
I'll take that. Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah. So you are attracted to womanizers? I go, interesting. An insult and a compliment all in one. That's new.
The egg.
N-E-G, kids. She goes, don't get me wrong. We both just making conversation, getting along with each other. At least we both making each other smiling out here. So I ask if she's attracted to womanizers. She says, yeah. I go, true. I mean, if I was really a womanizer, you'd be sucking my dick right now.
Wow.
What?
You said that.
Yes.
Oh.
What? What?
Oh, just wow. Whoa.
What?
That's just coming on very strong.
If I was a womanizer.
You'd say that.
Right.
I know, but what does she say?
Joe, what does she say?
You would be now.
She goes, ha 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 ha, silly ass. By the way, silly ass needs to be worked into conversation.
Silly ass.
Much like full envelope. Silly ass needs to become a part of the conversation. So what do you think I say?
No, you don't say that. You just say, no, really.
What do you think I say, Joe?
I think, ha, 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 ha.
I go, ha, 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 ha. I go, ha, 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 ha. Now suck it.
Better than us,
Pip. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
What? I want it to be surrounded by Kim.
Wow. Now suck it.
Yeah, I guess this version of me is kind of interesting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, but at least, I mean, she's taking it.
Still feel good about 2 months?
I don't know if it can last 2 months with this energy.
What, Joe?
I say 2 months. They're going to get a point. They'll have enough.
Oh, my God.
She goes, what do you take me for, Davin?
Yeah, because that's like really.
Stupid.
That's really aggro.
Joe, what do you think I say?
I would say a scammer.
Oh, okay. Joe thinks I'm calling it out right now. Interesting. What do you think I'd say, Pip?
I don't know, because you're saying it. You're saying, what do you think? What do you take me for? I don't know. Like a
dead air's good.
Could you just
open your mouth a little wider so the flies can fly in?
I'm sorry.
Step it up, sis. It's showtime. Let's go.
I'm sorry. I had a McConnell moment.
Whoa! She had a McConnell moment. She's feeling a little Mitchy up in here.
That's the line. I'm feeling a little. That's a great line. If you feel like a little. You feel a little Mitchy?
A little Mitchy. Yeah, when I forget what a joke I was going to go to. I'm sorry. I'm feeling a little Mitchy.
I put my my brain just stopped. I'm like, I don't even know what you said. I'm just a little shocked.
She goes, ha ha ha, silly ass. I go, ha ha, now suck it. She goes, what do you take me for, Dav? And I go, hot dick sucking bitch.
Whoa, whoa, oh my God. Oh my God, I can't believe you're saying these things to her.
Why?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that she's like this wonderful woman and you're upsetting her. I'm just like, if this was real, this would be like blocked.
She goes, enough. You just called me bitch. WTF. Let's call it a night. Talk to you later, man.
Yeah, she's annoyed now.
I go, womanizing me did. Real me won't. I'm actually pretty chill most of the time.
Yeah, but not tonight. Yeah, damn.
She goes, roll you to the next bitch to suck your dick, man.
Wow, she's annoyed.
I laugh. I go, nah, I'll chill with Kim, thanks. She goes. Honestly, you're fun talking to, and gives me a thumbs up. You damn straight I am. You damn straight I'm fun to talk to.
Wow, she is just saying, "Oh, that's so funny." I would not find this funny. This would be like, "I'm out, bye."
No, you never got me.
Not this guy.
I go, as are you. But about the dick sucking.
No.
What?
I'm
willing to put extra 20s in the envelope.
I am shocked that she's still talking to this person. Oh, God.
She goes, I can't suck your dick, man. Okay, let me see your dick.
Let me see yours.
I always, whenever they start going, man, I don't really know women that talk that way, but maybe they do.
I sometimes say dude.
Yeah, but that's not man. Well, yeah, man. No, it's straight. I go, but you can't, so I won't.
Wow.
She goes, oh, like for real, you want me to suck you? we're negotiating.
Duh.
I go, lol, well, I was joking, but any guy would say yes for real.
Yeah.
She goes, I know, this is how you'll be asking ladies to come suck your dick, lol. I go, oh, baby, I don't ask, they offer.
Wow.
What?
Wow. No, it's just like, this is just so cocky.
This is definitely not the usual version of me.
No, no.
And I forgot all about this. Like, it's like I find them. I go, I hope it's interesting. I don't remember what the hell I did. So far, it's interesting, I think.
It is.
She goes, well, I'm not that type of bitches. I go, good. I'm not going for something cheap and fleeting. She gives me a thumbs up. But to be clear, you will suck it, right? What, Joe?
You always want to clarify.
Sure.
Yeah, I just want to be sure.
Point of edification.
Before we go any further. Not adverse to the suckage, right?
So what do you think she says?
I think that she's going to say some version of eventually.
What do you think, Joe?
Yeah, I think she's a goer. I say so.
She's a goer.
I actually really like this answer. She goes, if it's worth it to suck, I will suck it.
Wow.
Kind of like Field of Dreams, like if you build it, they will come.
like when Paul Masson, why? When it's time to suck, I will suck it.
It's like a code, an ethical code.
Yes.
Yeah. Like a samurai. It's a samurai code.
When it is time to suck, I will suck it.
It's like a vow.
Yeah. Yes. I think I'd like to see that embroidered on a pillow.
And I think I really enjoyed it because I go, LOL, great answer, which I thought it was a great
Well,
answer.
Yeah.
She goes, do you suck as well? I go, dicks? No, LOL. She goes, give me your number so I can always check on you. And then she goes, pussy. I go, if it's worth sucking. And she laughs. This one has to be enjoying me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She goes, you just a bad guy. I go, bad in a very good way. Must be chatting up one of your stalkers, because she stopped talking. So we'll end it there.
Jesus. This person's so, like, out there. So, like, brazen.
No, I'm brazen.
Yeah, no, you. I mean, fake Davin. This version of fake Davin is so brazen. And this person is just really enjoying it.
What do you think, Joe?
I think you got a little bit more time with him.
Yeah.
Do you like this version of fake Davin?
Very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's entertaining. And this person is, like, really thinking, you know, that he's funny and that, you know, they're not put off by that kind of talk. So it's like, this person might, you know, be willing to, you know, hang in there for a while because they're not easily offended.
It would seem not. Or they think I got money.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if this is going to be a love connection, though. I mean, it's. I don't know if I could take. I don't know if I could be with a woman that puts up with this type of filth.
I know. It's like.
I mean, who raised her?
It's like, for right out of the gate, it's pretty tawdry.
I mean, we've been talking for a few days, but she started saying hello on the 22nd, and that ended on the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
So it was 3 days. So.
Still 3 days, and you're in the will you suck it? You know, I was like. Wow.
Listen, I like to know where everybody stands.
I mean, yeah, sure.
All right. We'd like to thank you folks thank the folks that let this happen. I'd like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support. Thank you, Russ.
Thank you, Russ.
Yes, thank you so much, Russ, for all the support and friendship over so many years. Portobello, Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. Tuscan Villain setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with a care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday night, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m., Portobello Banquets. Now, that's your destination for that special event, Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that that event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's. And we got a great show that's going to be coming up on October 13. We've got Keith Purnell, Ryan Meyer, and Tori Seward. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a three-headliner show, and do not miss it. It's going to be a great time. Experience all the Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them, 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great night out, and you deserve Portobello.
Side Splitting Productions for all your comedic needs for a private party, holiday parties coming up, or a restaurant club. SideSplittingProductions.com, 551-404-3094. Anywhere, Joe?
No, not this weekend, but there will be the next 3 weeks are going to be very busy, and I will keep everybody posted.
Wednesday, September 13th, Side Splitting Productions presents a live comedy in Monroe, New York at Scalia & Co., starring Johnny Watson, Michael Gregg, and Patrick Hulbert. For tickets, call 845-395-0906. And then Thursday, September 14th, Side Splitting Productions presents a live comedy at Aqua Viva in Hamburg, New Jersey, starring me, Bill Chang, and Gina D. For tickets, call 973-597-2769. All right, guys. Well, it was nice to be united again. It was a fun
good
show.
Time.
Yeah, it was fun.
Good show. Good topics. Good barrels. Lots of things were covered.
Yep. There we go.
What are we going to do? If the airlines get me back safely next week, we'll do it again.
Yep, let's hope.
I'm flying back on Tuesday. See you in Michigan, everybody, this week. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.